on Good Tonight of Shabbos this week due to a conflict. I cannot give the teleconference, so I want to share with you, in lieu of that, a thought very relevant to this week's parasha, which I shared last Shabbos in Shul, and obviously you were not there, so I figured I would share this thought with you. And the thought really is a general thought on the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim and what it has to do with our lives. And you have to look at the lessons the Torah teaches us. And I pointed out that the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which began last Shabbos, the Torah goes on to show us how a person should never think that they're limited and that they can't reach a certain point. For that was the essence of Mitzrayim. The gullus of Mitzrayim was that they convinced us by making us work hard and we were broken, that we couldn't ever be free, we couldn't ever get out. That's why the word Mitzrayim is the same as the word Mitzarim. Mitzarim is boundaries. Mitzrayim made us think small. They made us think that we can't achieve anything, which is why the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim begin with Basya Bas Pare, who is the one who ends up naming Moshe Rabbeinu. Out of the 10 names that Moshe Rabbeinu gets from his parents, from Hashem, we choose the name of Basya Bas Pare. She, Pare's daughter, she's the one that gets the name Moshe. Why? Because min hamayim mishasihu, I pulled him out of the water. What's the significance of that name? And the significance is, we all know the story, that Basya Bas Pare reached out. There was a baby across the river. She should have just walked on and said, this is out of my range. She squeezed and she pushed her hand all the way out. And what happens? A nace happens. And she ends up being the one to pull him out from across the other side of the river. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us there's no Mitzarim. There's no boundaries. Push out and I will help you. We will get there. The Rav Chaim HaKadosh continues on. And he says, that what's the next lesson? Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, I can't speak. So how can I do it? Says Rav Chaim HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I don't understand. Since when do you need to accomplish anything? You go out and start and you will watch. It's going to happen. And that's what happens with Moshe Rabbeinu. And it goes on as well. When Moshe Rabbeinu sees the burning bush, the Medrash tells us he looked at it and said, it's out of my range. But then the Medrash says in Tanchuma that he walked 3 steps. And that walking of the 3 steps, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, aha, you're making the effort? Come all the way close, because you took those first 3 steps. So we see, as the Rambam tells us in his famous letter, what real Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Yetzias Mitzrayim is getting out of, the Rambam writes, every Jew has a personal Mitzrayim, a personal limitations, a personal thought that in your mind you think, I can't reach it. I can't get out of this. This is out of my range. And just like the Yidden never thought they'd get out of Mitzrayim and it happened, you need to. How were they able to convince the Yidden about their limitations? So I want to share with you a gem that I shared. And that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. If you go through the parasha, there's a big deal about 3 days. Let's go out for 3 days. No, not for 3 days. Let's go for 3 days. No, not for 3 days. The question is, what did Moshe Rabbeinu gain with the 3 days? And why did Pari care so much about the 3 days? And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky tells us a brilliant insight, that really we were supposed to stay in Mitzrayim 400 years. But at 210 years, we hit the bottom. We had to get out. And because of that, we suffered so many subsequent goliaths. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, was, you know what? We're so sucked in because you don't have a minute to think. Let's go out for 3 days. Catch ourselves. Remember who we are. We're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. And then we will be able to stay longer. And then we don't have to go to subsequent goals. But the goal is get out of the clutches of where they're banging us over the head that we're such nothings. And Pari goes 3 days. No, 3 days of you sitting and thinking is going to ruin everything I accomplished. You will realize that you do have abilities that you'll be able to achieve. And that is the machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Pari. Moshe says, if we just get a break, it will be enough. And Pari gets the exact point. We go through life with this distraction. We need those moments of thinking to realize it. And I shared a beautiful story about a man who had such a revelation, who thought something was out of his control, but he came to the realization that what? It was in his reach. Story was told, this happened right before Hanukkah. There was a Yid that used to go to a shir every morning before davening, a Gemara shir. And as I can tell you, he was not interested. He'd come because it's the right thing to do. Come in middle, never knew what was going on. Come later on. He had absolutely no drive. And he just came in and out. Went out for a coffee. Went out during the shir. It was clear he had nothing from the shir. One day, out of the blue, he walks in. Sits down 5 minutes before the shir. With his finger on the Gemara space where they're going to start. And he listens from beginning to end, doesn't get out of his seat once. Same as the next day. People were like looking at him like, what happened to you? And people approached him and said, what happened? He says, give me a couple of days, I'll share with you. He wanted to make sure it was going to last. And finally, it was a couple of days and it lasted. And they said, what happened? Listen to the revelation he had. He shared that his mother was in a nursing home. And usually he would take the elevator to the third floor, which was the woman's floor. But there was construction, the elevator wasn't working. He had to walk through the men's floor, the second floor, and he had to walk through the whole hallway up. And on his way up to visit his mother, he hears screaming coming out of a room, out of the men's room. A group of men screaming, older men in the nursing home. And finally he walks in and he sees them red-faced, screaming. 102, 103, no, 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 102, 100. They're screaming to death. And he thinks, he doesn't know what's going on. He's scared. He says, is it someone has fever? What's 102, 103? He had no idea. Finally, they calm down. He sees there's three men sitting with chairs by the window. And they said that every day they're bored. They choose a different color car that they're going to count how many pass by. And today they were choosing white cars. And they're counting. And he says, I'm 100% sure there's 102 cars. He says, I'm 1,000% sure there's 103 cars. And that's the fight. Relaxed that this is all it was about. He calms them down. And he goes up to visit his mother. On the way down, he comes. And he hears screaming out of a different room. And these old people. And he hears screaming. He figures, maybe someone's in pain. He opens the door and he sees two people screaming at each other. Two elderly men. But this time they had two Gemaras open and one is screaming at the other one. How could you say this is Pshat and Rashi? How could you say that? Look at the words. But he says, no, but if you look at the Gemara, it implies. And they're screaming back and forth. And it hits him right then. What will my nursing home room look like? Should I need to get to one? Or if I don't, what will I look like when I'm older? He took that moment of inspiration, cashed in, and turned his life around to start learning. What changed? Till then, he was going through a life of rout. All of a sudden now, with a moment to think, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's request. 3 days, so we can think. Remember the inspiration from Basia, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing's out of your range. If you try and you push, you can get everything. That's our own personal Yetzias Mitzrayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.